I thought that was pretty sharp. Maybe old Slim couldn't cook, but at least he was clean. He came back into the living room with two glasses. One had soda pop in it, and the other was empty. He threw a couple of hackberry logs into the stove and sat down in his chair again. He took a bite off his plug of tobacco and sat there, one leg throwed over the other, looking at the fire. He had his soda pop glass in one hand and the empty glass in the other. He drank out of one and spit into the other. I watched him for a long time, wondering if he'd get them mixed up. He didn't, and finally I fell asleep. Then I heard his boots hit the floor. He flew out of that chair and ran into the kitchen and held his mouth under the water faucet. Well, I think I'll leave it with you, Hank. He pointed a finger at me. Now look, dog, I'll let you stay by the fire, but if I hear you roaming around and acting silly, I'll throw your tail back out in the snow. You got that? Yes, sir. I wet my tail extra hard on the floor. Sweet dreams. He went into the bedroom, shucked off his clothes down to his red long johns, turned off the light and went to bed. Hey, it was great sleeping there by the warm fire. That was as close to heaven as I'd been in a long time. Except that wood floor got awful hard along about midnight. I scratched around and changed positions, but I just couldn't get comfortable. I sat up, yawned, scratched a couple of fleas, and wondered what I ought to do. Should I go out to the utility room and sleep on the rug and put up with Drover's wheezing and twitching? Should I roam around the house? Should I hop up on Sally Mae's sofa and run the risk of getting my throat cut? No. But there was one last alternative. As quiet as a panther, I slipped into the bedroom, one step at a time. At the foot of the bed, I stopped and listened. Nothing but Slim's heavy breathing. Snoring, actually. I lifted one paw and eased it up to the bed. Then I lifted the other paw and laid it on the bed. I listened. Nothing. Very carefully, I shifted the weight of my body from my hind legs to my front legs and pulled myself up on the bed. Then I froze and listened. Nothing. I scooted myself across the full length of the bed until I reached the pillow beside Slim's head. Heck, that was good enough for me. I closed my eyes and shut her down for the night.